We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Is with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, or online at crunch.com. We're in the middle of talking some NFL over-unders, and boy, oh boy, does it feel good.
The one I like the most, we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay, I'll see if we hit it, and if we don't, we'll give it at the end of the segment here.
Stone Cold Lock of the Week.
Stone Cold. That you'll cash next January. Hey, file it away. Place your bets. Seattle, we are in that market, right? Everybody's curious. Seahawks, they're over-under for the upcoming season, according to FanDuel, is 7.5.
Yeah.
So you're looking, you know, right at slightly below around 500 is what Vegas is thinking for Seattle. I think I would take the under on that, Bob.
I take the over. The defensive coach, his defense was raved about all of last year for obvious reasons.
Yeah, they had some really talented defensive players.
They obviously have some holes on defense, pass rusher, linebackers questionable, but they've got good secondary pieces. I think they can identify in the draft some of the holes to plug and play. And I would expect their defense to improve more than what it was last year. And I imagine they're going to add to the offensive line. And so you've got Geno, who's a competent quarterback. Furness, while you were gone, gave the hot take that he's better than Purdy. That did not age well at all for him.
I love you, Furness. What are we doing here?
Yeah, he basically was like, look what Purdy has, look what Geno has. They're the same thing. Geno's better. And he caught me so off guard that I didn't even push back. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, wait, what?
Excuse me?
But I think Geno can be fine. You've got two elite targets, and I know Lockett is kind of dropping here a little bit with age. He restructured his deal, but you still have DK. I think their run game's going to be okay. I'll take 8 wins.
They're paired up with the AFC East and NFC Central, the divisions that they play the entire ones. So
Central could be tough because the Packers, Lions, if the Bears are what you think they are.
You get the Vikings, though. That could be great.
So I mean, every division's going to have their one.
They get the Vikings and Packers at home. They're at the Lions and Bears.
But they've been not dominating. They've won their last couple against the Lions. There is something about that Lions-Seahawks game.
They get the Bills at home. Won. They're at the Jets and the Patriots, who
aren't
going to
be... We're
going
to get some broken tables at... at the link, huh?
We do.
That could be
fun.
Interesting.
Go up to that game. I look at them. I like to compare divisions. And again, this is early, so who the hell knows how it plays out. The Niners might not hit their over-under. We'll get to them in a moment. But they're not going anywhere. They're going to be good again. I think the Rams showed when Stafford's healthy, they're a playoff team. They got elite wide receivers. I know they have to replace Aaron Donald. I don't know what to make of the Cardinals, but Kyler Murray basically missed all of last season, and so he's back. So I think that gives them a little more injection of life. I just think it's a tough division to get through to get to 7, you know, to get to 8 wins. And so that's why I would take the under. The 49ers over-under is 11.5.
I'll take the under.
That's an under bet for me, too. The over, by the way, is plus money, and that's why. Listeners were asking for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Curious on Russ and Fields and them going over there. 7.5 is the Steeler number.
I'll take the over on that, too.
Tomlin.
Yeah. Every year he's over 500. Whether he's good or not, I don't know.
They might start 1-4, but they'll get back to 9-8 somehow.
They did it with Kenny Pickett last year.
They won 10 games with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. You can't tell me that Fields or Russ can't do that. Now, maybe I don't trust Russ. I think if you put Fields in, you can be a 10-win team again.
I tend to agree with you. Aaron Rodgers of the Jets, his return out for the Achilles, over under 9.5.
Under.
I will be betting the under on that.
Bet the under on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, stay on the field.
They're a mess.
Why don't you throw a 300-yard game and stay on the
field? They're a mess.
The dude wants to do a podcast on conspiracy theories.
Well, at least he's not running for VP now.
No, he was not selected. He did not. He was not the final answer.
I'm sorry. You cannot take that guy seriously anymore. We got to stop with this Rodgers.
What is the bet? I didn't get to it, obviously. What's your favorite bet of the over-unders?
Oh, I love the Rams over 8.5 because I have them going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, touche. You're big on the Rams.
Losing Donald hurts a lot. Yeah. But I like McVay, Stafford, Puka stepping up this year. We'll see what they do in the draft. And one that I would say is 1-1, 1A, 1B for me is the Rams over, and I'm taking the Cowboy under.
The Dallas Cowboys, 10.5. Yeah.
They lost their defensive coordinator. They've added almost nothing in free agency. McCarthy is the definition of a lame duck coach. And, you know, it's a little unfair to him. I root for him, actually. He seems like a good dude. Pending an investigation. Dak and the Cowboys failing in the playoffs. It's just like at some point, you can't get past it.
Yeah, it's hard to overlook it. So there you go. There's some over-unders for you. But it's always fun to kind of get a glimpse, have some early thoughts. I'll bet a couple of these probably. It's always fun. I like having one of those tickets in your little queue that you forget about. Like when I place bets now on the NFL for over-unders, by August, I forget about them and I have to like go through and look at my open tickets. And then like halfway through the year, I remember, that's right, I got money riding on the Bears hitting the over or the under. It's kind of fun.
You might want to do it now too, because sometimes, not that draft picks are dictating all of these things, but sometimes, you know, enough people get in and say, well, they got this guy and that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe the number moves a half a win or half a loss, whatever.
Could go up or down.
Kind of the time to lock it in if you feel confident in it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.